level 1 users. This is Captain speaking, Remzog, and I am here with Turk and
a
new author, which is the Bad Man. You may have seen some of his posts online. Say hello, introduce yourself.
What's good? Well, I'm the Bad Man.
He basically does most of our sports. I mean, reviews, previews, anything involving sports. I mean, you want to say a little bit about what's your favorite kind of sports game? You know, I mean, what draws you into the sports?
Pretty much every sports game I like. What's good about it, the sports never change, so it gives the gamers, you know, something to look forward to of what they're going to develop, something new, something unique. Each and every year, because the game, you know, essentially stays the same, but the graphics get better, different gameplay modes get better, so, you always know what to expect, but there's always little surprises that throw you for a loop every once in a while.
It's kind of funny, because that's pretty much what I don't like about the sports game, because they really don't change. I'm pretty much playing the same thing I played couple of years ago, and I mean, it doesn't seem like it always has that perfection. I mean, it doesn't look like the NFL, the Madden games and stuff ever kind of move as real as they should. But I mean, I guess that's a technical aspect.
One interesting thing to note though is that the Madden series is one of the most popular series in video games, period. You know, I mean, more so than like, you know, Guitar Hero even probably.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you're a multi-million-dollar operation, billion-dollar operation as EA, and you're allowed to just, hey, buy a license of, the whole NFL franchise. Why don't we just do that? Grab all the competition up, just snatch it.
But you also, you have to figure, this entire country is based off of football. I mean, there's an entire day, actually a whole weekend, just spent on the NFL draft. But pretty much people will spend the entire day in front of a TV watching people in Rockefeller Center talk about who's from college coming up. But this entire country is built around football. So it's no surprise that Madden, takes, top, bidding for EA and all the, video games when it comes out. Really, everything else stops.
It's a good point, good point.
I mean, yeah. I wonder when that whole thing is going to run out. It's almost like the whole Sprint and the iPhone, but that's a whole other issue of stuff. I mean, while we're on the topic of sports, I guess we can talk about a little bit about the UFC game that's coming out. I mean, you have anything to say about it?
All right, well, I actually played the demo of the UFC 2009 Undisputed. It's pretty good. You can play as Chuck Liddell and somebody else, I can't remember. But it gives you an exhibition fight. Nothing really fancy, just like a feel for the controls. Everything feels kind of solid. Developed by THQ, so it's the same developers who made SmackDown and Legends of WrestleMania, so you can kind of get the feel of how the game is gonna run. And so far, looking at what they released, everything they say they're gonna be create a fighter mode, career modes, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty of different venues and unlockable characters that you can be able to get on the way.
Okay, I mean, I saw the commercial, and I mean, yeah, it looks all right. It looks actually pretty good. I mean,
yeah, it looks good.
I don't know about, because you said it was from the developers that made, SmackDown and the Legends of Wrestling, you said, right?
Yeah, the Legends of WrestleMania.
I mean, how was that game? Because I don't even really...
Legends of WrestleMania was more arcade style. I remember I actually rented the game, so just to try it out. It was definitely more arcade style rather than simulation style.
Yeah, they created the game with the fact that these characters are the larger than life, so they made them look almost cartoonish with the big muscles and over the top personas, like the way the kids would remember them, because a lot of them are old school wrestlers who don't even wrestle anymore.
So they try to make him like an iconic figure, almost in the games.
Yeah.
Alright, that's not bad. I mean, moving on with topics that we have here. Just heard an announcement of the Trico.
Trico.
Trico, sorry.
Is the proper way to pronounce it, I believe.
Alright, so I mean, hey, take it away.
Alright, well, basically, a new video has surfaced on the interwebs by the codename Trico. I'm not sure if this is the final name of it, or if this is kind of like the codename. It's not quite certain, but basically, it's from the makers of Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. Now, if you haven't played either of those games, it's okay, not a lot of people did. But this game definitely seems to go by the tradition of being very weird by these developers.
It's funny because I had that game of Ico. It's funny you say Ico. I say Ico. I mean whatever. I'm butchering it. It doesn't even matter. But Ico, Ico. I mean I had that long time ago for the PS2. That was that was one of those times where you're looking at the graphics like, oh my god, this is what the PS2 can do. This is amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the first graphical powerhouses of the PS2.
Yeah, but the game never moved anything for me. Like, that girl was annoying, and I mean, I don't know. I never got through the game.
Yeah, I mean, Team Ico, which is the name of the developer, is, you know, they always seem to strive for, you know, giving a unique experience, something that can't be given on any other game system, and they definitely deliver on that promise, at least.
Yeah, that is true. Who's developers that made Shadow of the Colossus? Same people?
Yeah, it's the same team, Shadow of the Colossus, which I really enjoyed. It's one of my most favorite games, actually.
That was actually a good game.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus was a bit more mainstream, I think. Ico was a little bit more obscure, but both games were both very highly rated by the gaming community, but overall, just the sales weren't there.
Yeah, I know if they have to do another Shadow Colossus, they will do that, though. There's already been talks of that in the past, and I'm sure that's not going to fade away.
It
won't fade away.
So it looks good. I'm excited for it from what I can see so far. Basically, it shows a boy who kind of looks like Ico a little bit, and he has a friend or a pet. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but it's kind of a rat with wings or something like that. It's very strange. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah,
take a look at the video. It's on the website. Draw your own conclusions about what this game is going to be like, what the gameplay is going to be like. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
I'm sure it's going to be a whole lot of strange in there.
Oh, yeah. And absolutely no one's going to talk in the game. Not one word will be uttered.
No. Someone will scream, but that'll probably be in silence, so.
Yeah.
that'll happen.
Yeah.
Alright, so have you heard of this whole the Walmart and their whole like trade game in future, like the kiosk or whatever?
Well, from what I could tell, from what I've seen online, is basically they're competing against GameStop, which has obviously a huge monopoly on the whole trade-in system with video games right now.
No, I've been waiting for this. I have a whole stack of games that I want to take to Walmart. They're like, here, take all my video games. Give me back $2. I'm going to be
all you're
going
to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the trade-in values are pretty ridiculous. I mean, even at GameStop, you know, their slogan is power to the players, but that I don't think that's really what it
power
should
to
be.
Get all my money.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I remember asking them one time, you know, what the trade-in value was for an original style DS. They said it was $20. I look at the shelf and they're selling it for $85.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You know,
pretty ridiculous.
It's pretty bad. So I mean, I'm not exactly a big fan of Walmart, but you know, any type of competition against GameStop is good competition for me.
Yeah, that's true. Cause I barely step foot in a GameStop. If it isn't for, I mean, that's a lie. I do step foot in a GameStop. I'm not gonna lie about that. But well, whatever.
You gotta see though, when Walmart first starts doing this, like officially, when the prices that they start buying back games for, you know, if they start, you know, buying them back higher, then we might start seeing, you know, other people either start coming out them themselves.
Yeah, actually competing.
Yeah, you might have like Target trying to release the same thing, or like Best Buy, or like different games, like especially have like a big following.
Yeah,
they'll start come out with like similar things and try to make some money.
Yeah, Yeah, isn't like GameStop's revenue from used games like 100%?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't even know. It's like some weird number, like 100%, like they get money back. And I mean, this is where developers kind of step in and like start ranting, like, where's our money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no circulation of newer games because they're just selling and buying, selling and buying. Yeah.
And I mean, and it's unfortunate too, because it's like, you know, you have an option between paying $30 for a game or paying $60 for the same exact game. And paying $60, you know, you're giving the money to the developers, but obviously who's going to want to pay double the price?
I totally get that. That's why things like Gears of War had that whole, that flashback map when you first got it. It basically tries to just suck people into, buying the game, which I understand. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
We need to support them. Nah, they ain't making anything.
Wait.
But yeah, I mean, the other thing is, you're talking about the Tony Hawk ride or whatever?
Yeah, Tony Hawk ride.
Yeah,
I think it's called.
We just saw that that whole, like, really, like, a trailer thing online. And I mean, it's kind of looking like the whole Wii Fit in terms of its, what it's going to do in its motion. I mean, in my first instinct is like, oh, okay, there's a board. Let me try to kickflip. I bet if I try to kickflip, it's going to break into three pieces.
So. Yeah, that's what it's looking like. I mean, I'm pretty skeptical when it comes to this peripheral. I mean, I just need to see more details. I mean, I really, really want to rip on it right now, but I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold my tongue until E3 and, see a demonstration of this thing.
Yeah. I mean, what... maybe I owe Activision that much. They do make good Call of Duty games, I'll leave it at that.
What does making Call of Duty games have to do with the Tony Hawk peripheral?
Because Activision runs the whole thing. So they basically have to trust the fact that Neversoft is making this.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, if they use similar technologies, so they have those games in like arcades where there's like a skateboard, you kind of like move your body weight and like shows up on the big screen. If they use a similar technology to that, just different pressure to try to get like kickflips or whatever, then it might last. But yeah, I think if you actually jump on it and try to flip it, it's gonna either break the the board itself, or it's gonna fly and break something else in the room.
Yeah, I could see lawsuits coming out from that thing, like on day one, man.
It's shaped as a board. If you try to flip it back, it flips up. It hits. I don't even know.
Supposedly, if you want to turn around in the game, you actually have to turn around on the board in real life. It's literally supposed to be like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to have like sensors on the front, back, and the sides, so it knows where the board's facing.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. I gotta tune in for that. Yeah. I've always been a fan of the Tony Hawk series, and it wasn't until like the last three games that they kind of been letting me down, slowly but surely. I mean, Wasteland was, we won't talk about that, we'll put that down. But the other two, like Project 8 and stuff like that, I mean, I was trying. And then Skate came out, and I mean...
Yeah. Once Skate, and especially Skate 2, then they realized, all right, we need to pull a rabbit out of our hats, or else we're going to lose everything.
Yeah, it was pretty much at Skate 1, where they were like, oh, we need something, because this is not looking good, for our series. Because, I had Skate 2, and, I don't want to just completely knock Skate 2, but there wasn't much more... It was just, adding what fans wanted, but it didn't bring too much into the play in terms of, anything else that's newer. But if you love the franchise, you just love that game. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. On our first podcast, we had mentioned something about the Kojima announcement. And, we let you know what this announcement would be on Monday. When it was announced on Monday. And we're happy to tell you that there is no announcement yet. Yeah, yes. Basically there is a clock going on.
Yeah.
And it's
set to go off tomorrow.
Yeah, it's pretty much. And from what we heard online, you know what I mean, people have hacked into the site. I don't know the full story, but there will be several clocks going on, revealing several little messages. And it's kind of weird because the last clock is said, and this is all rumor, obviously, you know what I mean, nothing is for sure, but the last clock is said to end right on the same day as the Microsoft press conference, which kind of raises some eyebrows to some out there. I mean, I don't know. Do you think your deciding factor has changed on what it could be?
Well, there's also the factor of the big five on the website. The five are an S. So, I mean, a lot of people are saying like, oh, it's a five, Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of... It seems too obvious, and Kojima, I know Kojima doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been in a more discreet way at this point. That five would just have been the killer.
Yeah,
it's
so...
It's open field, you know?
It could be anything.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's like an open field and it's rain, a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I mean, so, people have been looking into it, you know what I mean, have been painting their own pictures, faces on the walls, in the grass, in the clouds. See a little Kojima somewhere. Nah, I mean, we won't know, I guess, until all the clocks have finished. Unless you want to go to one of their houses and ask them, hey, what is this announcement? Because the countdowns are bothering me, really.
I'm still holding off. I still think that it's most likely going to be Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay, so you're coming up with... Okay, so you're... You think it's that. I mean, I think that I won't have any idea what it is. When it's announced, I will go, oh, I don't know what that is. Yeah. Like, but that sounds interesting, I guess.
Do you still think it's a Zone of the Enders 3?
No, by a 5, I would think not. Unless there's five of them on there, I don't know. I don't know. I want it to be Zone of the Enders 3. And as much as... It's funny. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to be it. There's a part of me that's not. Because I know it's only going to be for the PS3. I mean, call it what it is. I mean, I have one. If I have to play it, I'll play it like that. But... we'll just see. And other than that, I guess we'll wrap it up with talking about a little bit about DJ Hero. I'm not 100% here on the DJ Hero. I mean, I do know the Hero. You know the rock band. DJ Hero sounds like it would be fun. Mixing your own tracks. Scratching. I mean, there's another competing game. What is the other competing game?
Scratch.
Yeah, that's really...
That's the name of the game. Scratch the Ultimate DJ.
Okay, so those are the two that are basically coming next. Head up, head to head. Do you know anything about either games?
Yeah, I got a little bit on the DJ Hero. You can see a little bit of the turn... table, you know, like at the disc, you know, like an old style record with three buttons on the red, green, and a blue, similar to the way the Guitar Hero and the Rock Band setup is. It has like a crossfader, has an effect style, the Euphoria button, so that's different things that I guess would alter the track. So it's be interesting to see. It's probably gonna run the same way the way Guitar Hero does, you know, with the scroll down, and you have to match the color when it comes into the pad. But it's going to be interesting to see if you can actually, you know, warp songs whichever way you want. And, you know, to do your own scratches, do your own mixes, actually combine two songs together. And I think if you're able to do that and these types of things, then the game is going to be better than if you just have to limit yourself to what the developers say that you can mix.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wonder if, I don't know if you heard of anything in terms of there being some sort of integration between any of the games, or is it just going to be the DJ game by itself?
There's supposed to be a guitar. There's a two-player mode available where you can actually use a guitar. I guess like the Guitar Hero guitar.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I know there's a couple of collaborations that they're talking about with, Nirvana, All Apologies versus Rick James's Give It To Me, Baby.
Oh, okay. Alright, so
must be like different things that are over there. But it's going to be interesting to see how these things, like, they come together.
So yeah, I mean, I find it really interesting how even before these games even came out, there was this whole lawsuit back and forth between Scratch and DJ Hero. Did you hear about anything?
I know something about like the whole, the DJ Hero is like secretly trying to get, I mean, tracks or something going. I mean, I don't know if it's secretly, but they're pretty much working, you know, I mean, every angle to try to get different kinds of DJs going. And that's because, I mean, I don't know, they're trying to just go neck and neck of which, who they can get, what they can get.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it kind of weird that, like, you know, they're already battling it out in the courts, and the games haven't even been released, and it just kind of goes to show you how much they're banking on, you know, this whole DJ thing taking off, I guess, this holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, who's Scratch made from? Is it from EA?
I'm actually not sure. Does anyone know?
I don't know. I'll probably look it up.
Alright, we'll probably have to find out on who Scratch is about, because, yeah, that's kind of like, it's kind of in the shadows to me from what I've seen. DJ Hero seems like it's taking most of the limelight, but whenever you have those things, which is literally direct competition, just competing against each other, it's always an ugly battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rock Band.
Yeah, but they're both gonna sell too, like, you know they will.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a market. It's definitely a different kind of market. It will take on most of the people that have been playing the Guitar Heroes and the Rock Band, and I mean they just want that whole music game fix. But there is gonna be another market where they're looking at like, wow, this is new. I don't like the guitar thing, but this I can get into.
Yeah.
So that's basically, you know, what they're probably gonna try to grab.
So yeah, we'll definitely see if it takes off. I mean, most likely is. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see though if it competes. We know there's going to be a new Guitar Hero or a new Rock Band coming out. Like, I know there's doing a whole classic rock Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
They're releasing like a Guitar Hero Smash Hits of all like the older version games. Like,
yeah,
some
that,
of the
yeah,
big
yeah,
ones.
That's right. Actually coming out in mid-June, I think.
Yeah, the 16th of June.
Yeah.
Released. But then it's going to be interesting to see if that takes away from, you know, that, you know, because that used to be the only thing, and it's going to be interesting to see if it's a competition not only between Scratch and DJ Hero, but, you know, those two against Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Yeah
they could end up cannibalizing.
Yeah, I wonder if they are going to take any of the market. I'm
not
sure.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And on top of all this, they're also going at a different angle. They're actually targeting the younger audience now. They actually have Lego Rock Band coming out.
Really?
I don't know if you guys seen this.
I've not heard of it, really.
You haven't heard about it?
Nope, this is new to me.
I will show you guys, and I will put it up on level1.com. They're basically announcing Lego Rock Band, which is going to be more, you know, quote-unquote, kid-friendlier songs, rock songs.
Oh, yeah, so all they gotta do is literally upload the entire Disney Channel worth of music.
Yeah.
And you pretty much got your hit right there.
Yeah, and so we'll see. I mean, who knows? Maybe that'll end up, you know, going into its whole niche market and its own.
That will sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
You better believe that. Yeah.
A lot of the Lego games, everything they sell, like the Lego Star Wars, Lego Batman, all that crap, they all sell.
Yeah, you just put two and two together.
Put Lego anything and it will sell.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want Lego God of War.
I want Lego Metal Gear Solid.
I want Lego Warcraft.
Awesome.
This is all going to happen in 5 years. Take it for what it's worth. It's going to happen.
You heard it here first. Level1.com. It's going to be Lego everything in 5 years.
Yeah. Don't say we didn't warn you, because we did. Just now. All right. That pretty much wraps it up for this edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 2. Thank you for tuning in. I am Remdog.
I am Turk.
I'm the bad man.
And we will see you guys later. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Be well.